So what brought you to country music in the first place? Let's talk about this a little bit.
Absolutely. I got into country music when I was a little girl. My grandpa loved country music, which I've learned it's Opa. Is that right? That's the German phrase I've been learning
a little bit. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
My grandpa loved Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline, and I grew up listening to it. So when I would go to his house, I was exposed to it really young. And it's funny because, you know, I didn't, you know, I'd always sang my whole, you know, as a child growing up, but I didn't really expect that I would sing country music. But as years have gone on, country music to me is sort of represents that family time, that growing up and that life.
So going to a country concert is kind of a family event in the U.S.
It honestly is. It's family. It's really honest. It sometimes can be quite sad. You know, I always say that country music has a way of telling a story, happy or sad, and it, you know, it's very relatable and it just says it, good or bad sometimes. And it, you know, that's why country music makes you cry.
And that's the thing why you think country music is so infectious about, the people in general, is they are sticking to the country music because of the stories or why?
I do think it's because of the stories. I think that there is, you know, music, you know, I love all kinds of music. I honestly do. And, you know, the one thing that I truly am drawn to about country music is the fact that it talks about, you know, cheating and you know, the things that, you know, some people may not say in a song. Sometimes, you know, in a pop song, it's just repetitive lyrics, and which I love all those songs. But sometimes you're telling a story and you can actually paint the picture, like that, you know, they're in Wyoming or, you know, they're in Nashville. So it's
and
very,
it's often a lot about alcohol.
A lot about alcohol. The cliches, the cowboy boots, the Daisy Dukes, and some good old...
Are you fine with these cliches?
It's funny because I do love the cliches. I think they're funny. It's funny because I've taken, you know, I grew up in the Midwest, and I have incorporated a different side of country to my music, and I originally called it Dream Country, which is... I try to incorporate the landscapes of the West and bring them into music. So I love doing that as a country artist. And everyone kind of has a different flair. It's, you know, some people love to, you know, singing about boots and beer and and short, you know, cut off shorts. But I'm more of a, I might send you to the stars or the mountains,
okay.
I would say.
The scene is huge in America. What are country fans like in America? I mean, I've experienced it once at the Country to Country Festival this March here in Berlin. It was the first time I ever attended a country concert. And I've got a feeling it's the most thankful audience I've seen in a long time. They are very thankful to be there. They are honoring this time that they spent with their most favorite artists. What feeling do you have on stage?
You know, obviously playing country music in America is wonderful. I love it. And I've been blessed to play the Opry and do all sorts of touring my whole life. But I will tell you that my first C2C experience in Berlin blew me away because I've first of all, that was my first time in Germany. And I remember stepping out on stage and everyone was listening so attentively. And after the show, you know, I got these really sweet messages of how I made them feel.
Oh, nice.
And I would say that playing away from home is way more satisfying for me as an artist. It's incredible to connect. And I think there's appreciation between me and the audience, especially in Europe in general.
Okay. What I was wondering about for a long time now, where would you draw the line between country and pop music?
Oh, that's such a great question. I think it's so hard now because you're influenced by so much as a kid. And my philosophy is music is music. Whatever you love and whatever your artistic ability is, and you can put that in a song and it's different, I think you should do it. And I always think of... Emmylou Harris, who she's somebody I grew up on. She was folk and country, and she didn't want to be considered country at the time. And she just was country. And it's kind of the same with me as well. I've got country and alternative, and I love Fleetwood Mac. And I'm sort of like this mix of all these genres together, but country is kind of my core.
Yeah, or Shania Twain. Is it pop? Is it country? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. It's a mystery. It's pop country.
Nice. So you did play Germany.
I did. I played the very first Country to Country Berlin.
Ah, cool.
And then I also, I came back with an artist named Jamie Lawson.
Yeah.
And I played three dates in Germany with him.
Nice. So what do you expect for tonight? You're playing together with Kenny Foster, right?
Kenny Foster and Robert Counts.
Yeah.
They're great. It's wonderful to be on stage with them. And you can expect to laugh a lot because, you know, being in a round, if you're not familiar with that setup, it's, you know, we're all singing our original music and we're going, you know, each one at a time. And a lot of times we're harmonizing with each other, cracking jokes with each other and sharing the stories behind the song. So this is a completely different type of show for the audience. And we're so used to it in Nashville. So it's really fun to bring that here.
Okay, nice. And you will be performing songs from a new record, Wonderland, right?
I will.
Since June now. When did you start working on it?
I started working on it literally 1 year ago, around this time. So it actually kind of has some really beautiful memories when it's fall because I literally started recording this time last year.
So it went pretty fast.
It went actually very, very fast. It was a very fast record. I decided to write it in Europe. I did not write it in Nashville, which seems really backwards, but
maybe you should move here.
I know, maybe I should, but then it wouldn't be as exciting, would it?
Okay.
No.
Maybe going back to the US would be exciting then.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Who did you work with?
I worked with an amazing couple producers. I worked with a group called My Riot, and they are an incredible producer duo team, and they work with some incredible acts, and London Grammar is one of them. And then, let's see. I'm trying to think who else I worked with on this project. That was at Rack Studios, and then I also recorded half of it in Wales, randomly.
Nice.
Yes.
Also beautiful landscape.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Absolutely awesome. Gorgeous.
Thanks for this quick chat. We would like to hear this session now. Which song will you be performing?
I'm going to perform a song called Waves for you.